From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Victor Beatty reporting. British Prime Minister Theresa May has called an early election for June 8 as a way to boost support for her negotiations in Parliament to leave the European Union.
Our opponents believe, because the government's majority is so small, that our resolve will weaken and that they can force us to change course. They are wrong. They underestimate our determination to get the job done. And I am not prepared to let them endanger the security of millions of working people across the country. Because what they are doing jeopardises the work we must do to prepare for Brexit at home.
Opinion polls suggest her Conservative government, buoyed by a strong economy, is comfortably ahead of the opposition Labour Party. The news bolstered the currency, the sterling, which rose to a four-month high. Mike Ingram is a market analyst with BGC Partners.
Markets have recognised that Theresa May defending an effective majority of only 17 in Parliament was likely to be quite problematic for her in the next couple of years while Brexit negotiations are taking place.
Ms May said it will provide 5 years of stability, but Scottish First Minister Nicola Sturgeon, who supports remaining in the European Union, called it a huge political miscalculation that could help efforts in a second drive for independence from the United Kingdom. Some 100 South Sudanese refugees Tuesday released 16 UN staff members in Eastern Democratic Republic of Congo after taking them hostage for several hours, demanding they be moved to another country. The refugees are among hundreds who fled violence in South Sudan last year. They've been living at the Munigi base near Goma. Most are former fighters allied with rebel leader Riek Machar. The UN said they've been unable to find a third country willing to take them. This is VOA News.